Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk some more about change. We're going to talk about a change of perspective, because, and this is one that I really like, because we brought this up.
That's when what I usually say.
I know. I did that for you.
Okay.
We talked about something similar to this when we were talking to, his name just went out of my head, from Thailand. And we were talking about substance abuse.
Right.
And we were talking about the war on drugs.
Right.
And what we're talking about here is this idea of the battle of healthy eating and the battle of making some changes. Mm-hmm. And just the psychology even behind seeing it as adversarial.
Right. You know, when you think about change, substance abuse, for example, mm-hmm. you know, we're asking people to change. Mm-hmm. Watch late night TV and you see mm-hmm. all these exercise things, yeah. you know, you can change. I lost 175 pounds, you know.
And then there's always the small print underneath, not typical results.
Right.
These results are not typical.
Right. And so there's all of these messages
right.
about change.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday we talked about loss.
Right.
You know, it's the fear of what you have to give up
right.
in order to change. And today we're talking about change on a little bit grander scale.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, we're talking about, and I love the title, Devil versus Angel.
Is it? Yeah, devil? It's time to exercise the devil versus angel analogy of health behaviors.
Behaviors.
This is from PsychReg.
Right.
Elliot Berkman wrote mm-hmm. this one, and this right. from this month, so... Or
right.
last month.
And devil versus angel mm-hmm. is a metaphor for we have this tradition, and we have it certainly in Western philosophical thought, mm-hmm. but I think in Eastern thought mm-hmm. to a certain extent, because we have yin and yang.
Right.
Okay. But we have this tradition of good and evil.
Right.
And it's just how we think about the world.
Right.
Nobody, you're not taught this. It's just how we tend to think of good mm-hmm. and evil.
Right.
Okay. And it begins way back with the ancient Greeks. Plato right. talked about good mm-hmm. and evil, Aristotle, Socrates. And it goes all through from the Greeks to the Judeo-Christian tradition of mm-hmm. heaven and hell, mm-hmm. Moral and immoral. And mm-hmm. so you see it through religions, you see it through philosophical thought, you see it in psychology, mm-hmm. that it's good or bad. So we are all, in a sense, captive. Mm-hmm. Impaled on this notion of good and bad, and we bring that to change, to wanting to change, and we tend to think of change as this is a good choice and this is a bad choice.
Right. Right?
And that's what this article is about.
Right. And I think, well, we certainly even begin that, some of the training for that good versus bad in cartoons, you know,
right.
with the cartoon mm-hmm. of the angel and the devil sitting on the opposite
right.
shoulders. But yes, the idea that there's good choice and bad choice, or there's good and bad when it comes to some of these health behaviors,
right.
You know, exercising. We all know exercising is good, but most people don't exercise.
Right.
We know that healthy eating is good, but most people don't do it.
Right.
And there are a number of consequences that come as a result of that,
mm-hmm.
All of which affect our ability to make change,
right.
but also affect how we see ourselves and how we see the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you know that you're not eating as healthy as you should eat, you want to make a change, but you can't make the change for
right.
whatever reason,
right.
and so you're eating bad, you're going to begin to characterize yourself and many of your behaviors as bad.
Right.
So
right.
you're going to see yourself as bad instead of
right.
good.
Yeah.
And this dichotomy is artificial. It's man-made.
It's a false dichotomy.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the points one of the early points that he wants to make. Is that it is a false dichotomy. We are more complex
right.
than good or bad.
Right.
And that's the point that he wants to make.
Mm-hmm.
one of the writers, and it was Whitman, who said he's a multitude. He's not mm-hmm. this or this.
Right.
So it is a false, good and evil is a false dichotomy.
Right.
Particularly when it comes to health behaviors.
Right.
Okay. It's much more complex than that. And if we want to change, we have to deal with change in a more complex way. Right. We have to acknowledge that it's more than two choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast on my way into the office this morning, and they were talking about some functional nutrition, and they were talking about, they called them programs. So you can be on the paleo program, or you can be on the ketogenic program. And they said that the problem is that we create these programs and act as though it fits everybody.
Right.
But if you're going to be on a particular diet, mm-hmm. it needs to be a diet that fits for you. Even right. if it's more ketogenic, it still has to be ketogenic applied to you.
Right.
So you know, some people may be able to be ketogenic with 35 grams of carbohydrates
oh, that's right.
yeah. a day, and others may need to be down to 20 or 15 mm-hmm. grams. Mm-hmm. So it is variable, and right. and it's really important that we not. Well, I think that that's why so many people fail to make the changes that they want to make, is because they see in their mind that they have to, that success means this.
Right.
You know, to be good at exercising, to be a healthy person through exercise means mm-hmm. that I have to have a gym membership that I'm going to every morning at 4 a.m. and that if I miss a day, then I'm bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as you set those kinds of things up as your standards, you're going to fail.
Yes. Yeah, you have to think beyond good and bad.
Right.
It's a false dichotomy, and you have to start thinking in a more complex way.
Right.
If you really want to affect change, if you want to make a change, you have to. And it's what we talked about yesterday with loss.
Right.
Thinking about in terms of loss is a more complex mm-hmm. but more realistic way of looking at change.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's interesting because I think that this is the case with most things in our life. I was just working with, I work with patients a lot on relationships.
Right.
And many people see relationships as yes or no. Mm-hmm. Either I have a relationship with that person or I don't have a
right.
relationship with that mm-hmm. person. Well, relationships are far more complex than yes or no. I can have a very strong positive relationship with somebody, or I can have a very strong negative relationship
right.
with someone. Those of you who are listening to this podcast, we have a relationship.
Right.
Now, we don't know who you are, perhaps, but you're listening to us, and you're, you know, you may write into us and say that you guys are
very good at what you do.
I was going to go the other direction, but you may say positive or negative, or may have positive or negative feelings about what we say. But that is nonetheless a
right.
form of a relationship. It is a it is along the spectrum of a relationship. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that we think of ourselves much as being much more complex.
Right.
We make things very basic for when we're young. You know, we want kids to understand right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But as I testified last week in a court hearing, it is one thing to know right from wrong, but it is another thing to be able to appreciate it and to be able to act upon
right.
it.
Right.
And that's, as we get older, that's what's required of us. So
mm-hmm.
it, when we're thinking about some of these changes, it is one thing to know right from wrong, good from bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole lot of stuff in between that you know, that we use to act and engage in one direction or another
right.
General direction.
Right. So to summarize these three key points, one is that there's not just for or against. There's
right.
there are not just two.
Right.
It's a false dichotomy. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that when you set up either or,
mm-hmm.
it begins to take on a moral
right.
tone.
Right.
And that's another problem, because this isn't about morality. You know, your diet isn't about morality.
Right.
So just because you don't do it doesn't mean that you're a bad person
right.
or that you have failed. So that's the other problem that the good and bad, or for and against, creates. Then the third point is that you have many more choices.
Right.
So it's don't think of change as either or.
Mm-hmm.
Either, back to Brian Keene,
right.
either I can eat candy or I work out. That wasn't why he did that.
Right.
That wasn't part of his thought process.
Right.
The thought process was, I need to do this. He can still eat candy.
Right.
He might eat less, and he might eat it at a different time, but he has more choices than just this or this.
Right.
If you're going to make a change in your diet, and you're going to eat less meat, for example, okay, you don't have to stop eating meat.
Right.
It's not an either. Right. I might stop eating as much.
Or certain types
of meat.
Or on certain days.
But I don't have to give it up altogether. It's not an either or choice.
Right.
I have many more choices. And if you approach change that way, it's a much easier to affect.
Right.
It's this dichotomy where it's either or that I think gets us, gets many people into trouble.
Right.
If you scroll down, there's a word I'm looking for. He talks about...
Well, why are you looking
for it? There it is, the decoy effect.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because he talks about these things. He talks about two things. One is this, diminishing marginal utility. And I thought, wow, that's it. I have to read about these two things.
Yeah.
But the decoy effect is, he says that, and that's what we're talking about, the third option.
Okay. Right.
There are many other options. So you can have a decoy that gives you other options.
Right.
And you can have many decoys.
Right.
A duck decoy isn't a duck, but it provides...
Yeah,
the same thing
as utility. Yeah.
Right, right. And so he talks about the decoy effect, but I like the diminishing marginal utility effect. The value of something we don't want to change, we don't want to give up, but the value of anything is not constant. And he uses the example of M&Ms. If you like do you like M&Ms?
Sometimes.
Do you like Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
You like those better, right? Because you like peanut butter.
Okay.
The first three peanut butter cups, the little ones, not the
pines.
The first two or three that you eat are very satisfying. But if you tried to eat 20 or 30...
Sounds like a challenge.
We're not talking about you. Never mind. We're not talking about him. We're talking about normal person. The normal person... will eventually become sated, and you can actually make yourself sick. And that's what he means by diminishing marginal utility, is that at some point everything loses its value.
Right.
Okay, and so approach it with, think of the decoy effect and think of this diminishing marginal utility.
Yeah.
You can scale way back on something and still be satisfied.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's all you're after is satisfaction.
Yeah. There's a healthy way to do Reese's peanut butter.
There's a healthy way to do it. That's right.
You just do some healthy peanut butter and dark, as dark as you can handle, dark chocolate.
You mean just
all day long?
Oh, so eat peanut butter and dark chocolate
because
dark chocolate is actually
good for you.
There's some health benefits.
Cocoa flavonoids are really good for you, and
and the peanut butter is good.
Peanut butter is good for you.
So you can make your own.
I do. Yes.
You eat like one or two
bowls. But, you know, and this applies to other things, too. Like when, and this is the last example, because I know that we're running long here. But if you want to make a change in your work, if you want to, you know, start your own business, but you are anxious or hesitant to make the leap, you gave an example, I think it was, well, I don't know which podcast it was now, but if it was this one, you gave the example of a person you were working with who wanted to make some change, and you all decided that you had 70 hours that he had. Well, if you want to make a change and you want to start your own business or you want to do, you have time within your life to make that change. To start a new business does not mean that you have to quit your current job.
That's right.
You can have your current job and work to start your new business, and that's the third option.
That's not an either or.
Yeah.
You don't either, quit, so have a new business or quit your job.
Right.
There is always another option.
Always. So,
yeah.
All right, so look for that other option. That's the message, right?
Exactly.
All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.